The Last Continent by Terry Pratchett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
The Last Continent by Terry Pratchett.
This is not a book about Australia. No, it's about somewhere entirely different, which just happens to be, here and there, a bit Australian. Still, no worries, right? The Last Continent. Against the stars, a turtle passes, carrying four elephants on its shell. Both turtle and elephants are bigger than people might expect. But out between the stars, the difference between huge and tiny is, comparatively speaking, very small. But this turtle and these elephants are, by turtle and elephant standards, big. They carry the Discworld, with its vast lands, cloudscapes and oceans. People don't live on the disk, any more than in less handcrafted parts of the universe they live on balls. Oh, planets may be the place where their body eats its tea, but they live elsewhere, in worlds of their own, which orbit very handily around the centre of their heads. When gods get together, they tell the story of one particular planet whose inhabitants watched, with mild interest, huge continent-wrecking slabs of ice slap into another world, which was, in astronomical terms, right next door, and then did nothing about it. Because that sort of thing only happens in outer space. An intelligent species would at least have found someone to complain to. Anyway, no one serious.